Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. According to 1 John, our character shows our parentage. A key concept is embedded in David's question, Lord, who may abide? In that word, abiding, lies the fullness of the answer for both David and us. These two questions, who may abide in your tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill, they are asked in parallel, but they both have the same point in view. What is the definition, the description, of a godly person? David answers, but not with a list of spiritual duties. He makes an important point, I believe. He does not give a list of sacrifices, attendances, recitations, the sorts of things that make a good checklist. Did I go to Sunday school? Did I put my money in the plate? Did I memorize my memory verse for the week? And you check off going down the list. That is not what David gave us here in Psalm 15. We've already read it. We know that much. Instead, he describes true religion. True religion, according to James 1, is what? To look after widows and orphans. It is piety in action. And so, here with David, piety in action. How genuine Christianity informs and influences daily life. As we work down through the text here, most of these behaviors apply outside the church setting, during times of life other than when we gather for corporate worship. He gives us 10 behaviors here grouped into 4 categories: walking, talking, looking, and leading. First, walking. How should the one who is at home in the Lord's house, how should he walk? Uprightly. He who walks uprightly, blamelessly, with an unblemished life. The habit of this individual's life is to act with integrity, to walk in a straight line. One of the early church fathers from the 2nd and 3rd century, Tertullian, said this, Christians are those that walk on ropes. If they tread but one step awry, they are utterly gone. As I read that quote from Tertullian, I thought of an activity that took place a while ago when Nick Walenda, the high wire fella, walked across above Niagara Falls. As he walked across Niagara, this is a bit of a transcript from what he was saying while he walked that tightrope. Oh Lord, you're my Savior, you're my King, you're my Jesus, my Counselor, you're my Wisdom. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, my Father. Later, in a Good Morning America interview, when he was asked about it, he said, I prayed nonstop. The Bible says to pray without ceasing, and I'm always praying. I thought, what a perfect picture of the Christian life. The one who is walking uprightly, walking that rope step by step, one foot ahead of the other, in constant prayer and dependence on God. The rope is the Word of God and the principles contained in it. The third use of the law is as a rule of life for believers, reminding them of their duties and leading them in the way of life and salvation. The one who works righteousness, who walks uprightly, David says next, doing what is right by God's definition, not just in air quotes, believing, thinking, proclaiming what is right through thought and word. That is important, even essential. But it is insufficient for someone to be considered godly. Thoughts and words must be followed by action, implemented in our daily actions. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.